93.9 WKYS. Good morning. We are the Rest Par Morning Show. She is Britt, and she's got news.
Last night around 9:15 p.m., a hit-and-run occurred in Silver Spring, Maryland. A driver struck the pedestrian at Piney Branch Road and Arliss Street, then fled the scene. The pedestrian's injuries are non-life-threatening. A group of men in their 20s were robbed at gunpoint while relaxing on the back deck of their apartment in D.C. Monday night. The men, all in their 20s, were in the 3800 block of Jocelyn Street Northwest in Chevy Chase neighborhood around 10 p.m. at night. They were approached by two men in ski masks who robbed them. Police are investigating. In court closing arguments in former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald's corruption case could start as early as tomorrow. Both Bob and his wife Maureen rested their individual defense cases yesterday. Just before the defense rested, Maureen McDonald waived her right to testify in the case. A motorcyclist is dead after a crash in Potomac. The accident happened yesterday afternoon in the intersection of River and Trevilla Roads. The Virginia Air National Guard is searching for a pilot who went missing after his fighter jet crashed yesterday morning in Western Virginia. The aircraft went down in George Washington National Forest shortly after the pilot declared an in-flight emergency. A Centerville preschool cook is being accused of assaulting three children, the school principal, and two other adults. Police say 33-year-old Veronica Bailey of Manassas went out of control Monday afternoon at Chesterbrook Academy on Multiplex Drive. She started attacking people, which resulted in minor injuries. Bailey is no longer a school employee. Good news for you, Redskins fans. Owner Dan Snyder says that the team has started the process of designing a new stadium. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.